Well, as you can see behind us, the day of Shrine Game practice is coming to an end here at the East practice. So I'm joined by Tony Pauline of DraftAnalyst.com. Tony, let's kind of go back through the week to recap what we saw. Let's go through five players who really stood out to us. And we'll start off with tight end Eric Saubert out of Drake. He had a really good week here.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about the Shrine Game, if you're a small school guy, this is the way you elevate your draft stock or put your name on the map. Jimmy Garoppolo a couple of years ago. Saubert has basically answered every question. He's a tremendous pass catcher. He showed great athleticism. He was able to get down the field and make a lot of sensational catches. Final day of practice, they finally used him as a blocker, as an inline blocker, and he did a solid job. I mean, there's room for improvement there, but he didn't embarrass himself, so he showed that he's basically a three-down tight end. I think he's definitely improved the stock, probably two rounds. Let's see how fast he runs at the combine.
How about over on the defensive side of the ball, one of the Michigan Wolverines that we saw at the safety position, Leno Hill.
You know, safeties are known for being good run defenders, coming up the field and tackling the ball carrier. What Leno Hill showed, especially the final day of practices, he can also cover. He did a good job in coverage drills, made several solid plays when the ball was in the air, in full scrimmage. I think he's also definitely helped himself. He's got to run a fast time, but he's shown himself as a versatile safety, strong safety, free safety in his own system, and he's not a liability against the pass.
At the wide receiver position, I think it's fair to say that D'Angelo Yancey out of Purdue, probably the most consistent receiver that we saw all week.
Not fast, but large, uses his hands well to separate from defenders, uses his hands even better to catch the ball. I did not see him drop a pass all week. Does the little things well, showed himself as a terrific blocker in scrimmage. Again, a guy you want to see how fast he's run, but he's definitely in that late round area on the third day, could move into the middle rounds with a fast time at the combine.
How about at the linebacker position, Tony? Jimmy Gilbert, a guy out of Colorado. I know you've had your eye on him throughout the week.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to see his versatility. He was a great pass rusher at Colorado. They used him more as a traditional 4-3 linebacker. Played well in space. Good sideline-to-sideline pursuit. Good change of direction. Good speed. Wasn't bad in coverage. Still has to work on making plays moving in reverse. But he answered the questions as to, is he just an up-the-field guy or can he play in space? He can definitely play in space.
And the final guy that we'll talk about here, perhaps the most exciting player to watch this week, Trey Hendrickson, the defensive end out of Florida Atlantic. He was very disruptive all week long.
As I described him on Twitter, he plays like a warrior. I mean, the guy just goes and goes and goes, made a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage. He's fast. He's athletic. He's a little bit undersized. Is he a defensive end in a four-man front? Is he an outside linebacker in a 3-4? Maybe he's both. But he has that mentality, and he has the approach, and he made a lot of plays here. I think good things for Trey Hendrickson moving forward.
He is Tony Pauline of DraftAnalyst.com, and that will wrap things up here from our coverage at the Shrine Game.